Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to ATP Radio with Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. It is July the 8th, 2021, and of course, we're going to talk about what President Trump has just done, what he has just did, what he's working on, what he's bringing to the table for everyone in America. And I think this is something that everybody in America would want to jump on board, regardless what a party affiliation you go with. But before we get into all of this, we're going to talk about CRT as well. Of course, we are going to, because we have to. That's like the hot topic. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about Chicago, if we can, about all of the, a lot of people call it Chi-Rock. They call it Chi-Rock.
I don't know what that is.
You know, like Iraq, you know, all the shooting and stuff. So they call it Chi-Rock.
I have not heard that.
You've never heard of that?
Well, where did you hear that from?
Well, now you have.
Okay. You're learning new terminology here on American Truth Podcast.
Chi-Rock. But before we get started, hey, do me a favor. Look, if you never have, get out your mobile device and text WILL to 88202. Okay, please do that. Text WILL, which is my name, Will, to 88202. When you do that, you'll get some free information that you need to know about. It's information that you won't get anywhere else. You need to do it. Do it now. And also, if someone wants to call in, Shannon, and give us a chat to talk to us, maybe tell us how we're wrong in our opinions and our views about how we love America. And me being a nationalist, I'm a black guy, for those of you that don't know, and I'm a black, not even just black, I'm an American, a nationalist, because I put America first. But what's the phone number if someone wants to give us a call?
The number is 516-595-8069. You press 1 to come on the line to talk to Will. I'm going to go ahead and give that number one more time.
They have to push 1, because sometimes people dial the number and they don't end up pushing 1, and then they're wondering, how come I'm not getting in? How come I'm not getting in? You have to push the 1 after you dial the number. So what's the number again?
It is 516-595-8069.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Interesting times that we live in. It is absolutely bizarre. It is 100% bizarre. Yeah. And, you know, President Trump just announced that he has a lawsuit against all these tech giants because of the Constitution, because they're violating the Constitution against the people. Well, of course, I'm willing to bet, and I actually put this tweet out there on Twitter saying, just imagine in a couple of days. Oh, no. Actually, I didn't put it on Twitter. I put it on a different socialist media platform. And I said, just be on the lookout. In the days moving forward, you're going to see exactly how much the left hates the U.S. Constitution. President Trump doing this, every single person in this country should be on board, everybody. But the big tech companies, like the last time we were talking with Ron DeSantis in Florida, you read the article. Mm-hmm. Where the big tech company said that Ron DeSantis was hindering their free speech. And I'm like, this is crazy. Ron DeSantis is fighting so people could have free speech, and the big techs don't want the people to have free speech. Mm-hmm. And they turn around and say that because Ron DeSantis is giving people in his state free speech, that they're taking away their free speech. How is their free speech being trampled on? It's so bizarre. We live in bizarre world.
Well, I think the liberals live in bizarre world. We're just suffering from it. But it's actually interesting. I was kind of trying to figure out, okay, what exactly is this lawsuit that Trump has finally announced and supposedly filed, right? So apparently the lawsuit is over alleged and Google, which are the big tech companies, right? Trump had been removed from their platforms after January 6th, right? some people are coming out and they're saying, hey, listen, this lawsuit could break new ground. And I was like, okay, so, you know, we always hear about First Amendment protections, right? And we always heard people say, oh, you know, when you'd be out in the square, that you should be able to...
The public square.
That you should be able to say what you want. So
yes, in the public square.
In reading some of...
As long as you're not, you know, like in the movie theater,
right,
yelling fire or something like that, or calling for bodily harm to,
right,
someone, or in trying to incite a stampede or something,
right,
like that. Hey, we get that. We get that.
Right, right, right.
But just having a difference of opinion is the problem when it comes to the left.
Right. So apparently, the gray area, right, because a lot of people have come out and they're like, we're really not sure. It could take years for this lawsuit. We don't really know where it's going to go. So apparently, when we say that people's voice is protected in the public square,
mm-hmm, should be.
According to the Constitution, it is only protected from the government. So here's the gray area, right? Facebook and them are not government.
Right.
They don't really consider themselves private entities, according to what I was reading, I believe. Or maybe they are.
They are private entities. The,
right,
the thing is, and you just hit on it, they're constantly saying that we're not the government. The tech companies aren't the government. And we've even had conversations with some in the past, lawyers, saying that they're a private company and they can regulate what can be said and can't be said on their platforms. What it comes down to is that these tech companies are acting like publishers. They agreed with the government. See, this is where the catcher is. This, in my opinion, the catcher is that these tech companies made an agreement with the government on Section 230 that they would not stop people from using their freedom of speech, their rights as the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, because of Section 230, and then if we say something, being the individual in the nation, that would cause some kind of harm of any kind of sort, that these tech companies would not be held liable. But see,
right,
they've taken it upon themselves,
right,
to regulate what they believe is right and wrong.
So Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which was created in the 1990s, it states that no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So you're a content provider.
Right.
And they are acting essentially
as publishers.
As a publisher.
Yes.
Right now.
Exactly.
Right.
And they're not supposed to be doing that. And because they made the agreement with the government, they're acting as the government. They're acting more so than the government. They're saying that the government is not regulating. We are going to regulate as the, you know, because of the agreement that they have with the government.
Right.
Now, a lot of people can go say, well, they're still a private entity. Let me give you an example for the brainiacs out there. If I go into a grocery store, and let's just say you and I go into a grocery store, and we're walking up and down the aisle. Well, we're having a conversation in the grocery store, and somebody walks by and hears our conversation, and they get triggered. They don't like the fact that we're in the grocery store having the conversation about whatever it is. So what do they do? They start complaining. They go to the store. They find a store manager and complain to the store manager. What is happening here, the store manager goes up and down the aisle until they find us. And when they come find us, they say, hey, are you having this conversation, whatever it is, in the grocery store? And we go, yes, we're having a conversation as we're shopping. But we're not making anyone listen to our conversation. We're just having a conversation as we're shopping. Well, the store manager go, well, you can't have that particular conversation in the store. Why not? We're not calling for violence. We're not talking about destroying the store. We're not talking about, you know, anything hideous against anybody. We're having a conversation in the grocery store. Because, and then one person complained because they didn't like it, So the store manager said, well, I'm going to have to ask you to leave if you don't stop having that conversation. And the conversation, and the store manager don't even know what the conversation was about, just going based off a triggered liberal. You see, that's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah.
We're on these socialist tech media platforms, and some liberal got triggered, and because they don't want us to have the conversation to actually wake people up to what's actually going on, they go and tell the store manager. And they say, hey, let's report them to the store manager, because they're having a conversation that they got triggered with. So the store manager, instead of the store manager just being like, you know what, hey, if they're not bothering anybody, they're shopping and they're just having a conversation among themselves, and you don't have to engage in a conversation if you want to, let them buy their stuff and be on their way. Instead of them doing that, they want to try to censor you. They want to ban you from the store. They want to, you know, they blast you out there, and they say you can never come through the doors ever again. And the problem with that is the social media platforms, these big tech companies, they have become, and you hit on it, the virtual public square.
Right.
That's what they become.
Yeah. Yesterday, Meckler, who is the current CEO of Parler, said that he agrees with, on Fox News, he said that he agrees with Trump that the existing law says that First Amendment protections do not apply in censorship by private companies. He then pointed to a theory budding in the academic communities that large, all-encompassing social media companies, essentially a state actor when they censor people, right? So Meckler went on to explain that companies essentially have the same power as the government, which is interesting,
mm-hmm.
and are sometimes influenced by pressure by the government to do these things, which we know. I mean, was it Nancy Pelosi that stood on her podium saying that we need these social media platforms to censor?
They've actually called for more censorship of conservatives.
Right. They've actually put
the government did.
Right. They actually put pressure on them to censor.
Yes.
So he goes on to say, so theoretically, you could apply that we call the state actor theory to them and impose First Amendment restrictions. He continued noting that it's a developing area and that of the law, and it is possible that this could break new ground.
I sure hope it does.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
You know, I did a video yesterday talking about this very thing when it first was announced, and I titled it, Is It Too Late? Is President Trump Too Late? And to be honest with you, I don't think I don't think his efforts here are too late. I think it has to happen at some point.
Well, I think it was too late that it should have never gotten to this point.
It should have never gotten to this point.
Right.
I would agree with that. It should have never gotten to this point.
Right.
And I wish President Trump would have addressed this issue the first day he walked through
yes.
the doors.
Or even a year into
it. A year into it. Well, yeah, people know what's happening. But you know
right.
what? I think what happened, a lot of people in his circle was not bringing that to him. Like, it wasn't like a really major issue. They themselves were like, you know, this is just them complaining out there. That's all it is. Because you're still on the platform, everyone can hear you, Mr. President. That's all that matters.
I think they thought they had time.
No, I'm telling you. I think they were like, everyone can hear you. Let me give you an example.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I can give us another grocery store.
I can give you another example.
I don't want a grocery store.
No. Well, you don't like groceries?
You're making me hungry.
You like to go to grocery. We'll go down and get some neck bones. Anyway, I need some milk anyway. But anyway, President Trump, you almost made me forget. So I had a YouTube channel that had over 100,000 plus subscribers. And because I told the truth about it, they took that channel down. I didn't call for violence. I've never shown any nudity. I never cursed on it. I've never done anything inappropriate. The only thing I have done was expose the left, and I showed the stuff that they're doing, just factual information, stuff that they're doing, and I will share with the world.
That's inappropriate to the left.
I guess so. I guess so. But anyways, they took that channel down. It was around like 100 and remember the last time I remember it was 114,000 subscribers.
Yeah, something like that.
114,000. They took it down, mm-hmm. And what I mean by with President Trump, that when they took my channel down, I did a video and I said, you know, there's people out there that know that could help me, and no one helped me.
Mm-mm.
Nobody. And I know people that are, you know, highly influenced in the area where they could actually make some noise and do it and get it turned around, but none of them did that. And see, the problem is when it was happening to other people, nobody was saying anything to President Trump. It had to happen to President Trump for him to actually see it. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't see it happening, but I want to make sure I'm clear here.
I think you're giving him excuses.
No, I want to make sure I'm clear here. He knew it was happening, but other people that have these huge platforms know what's happening, but they're not doing anything.
Well, it is true. I guess what you're trying to say is they know it doesn't really prompt people to do something.
And it's because of the people in his circle. Yeah, and it's because of the people in President Trump's circle saying, hey, it is happening, but Mr. President, they all can still hear you.
Yeah.
It's
interesting, too, because same with you. You had the YouTube channel since what year was it?
I started that YouTube channel. The beginning of 2017.
Okay.
Right after President Trump was elected into office.
So the entire time that Trump was in office, you know, every once in a while we'd get like a copyright, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't actually get a hardcore, what do they call them? Strike. Until January.
Well, actually, there was one before that. When I produced that short film called Black in America, I put it on YouTube,
okay.
And YouTube said it went against their violations, their community standards, guidelines.
Okay.
And I'm like, what are you talking about?
And then
about?
It went away, anyway. Though.
I appealed it, and they said, okay. And I showed them another video that was just completely horrible.
Right.
I mean, disgusting, violent, everything.
Okay.
And they said, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway.
But they still limited.
Well, my point is the minute Trump was out of office and Biden came in, that's when we pretty much got the three strikes are out. Like, it was like,
exactly.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
By March, the channel was gone.
Exactly. It was after the Obama administration came
Right.
about.
And we had never, we got one strike. Okay. Out of all of those years, never had a strike. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, we're pretty much taking you out. Now you're gone.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
We do have a backup channel, which we use. But listen, I wanted to continue what Meckler said on Fox News. He said, I actually said this earlier, originally the First Amendment was designed to protect freedom of speech in the public square, and explained that the public square literally meant a soapbox, which meant standing on a street corner talking about whatever you want or handing out pamphlets.
Right.
He noted that the present time this starts to get murky, right? Pointing out that the internet is now used as a forum for people to speak publicly.
The virtual public square.
And these companies control that world
mm-hmm.
with an iron fist. I mean, they really have. So the question becomes, where is public speech and who now has First Amendment protection? So literally what's going to have to happen if we want internet to be free speech on the internet to be protected, we do need an extension of First Amendment protections. So that's what also needs to come out of this lawsuit. But I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, it's so disturbing because, you know, and they say, well, they're not the government. Well, you know, last time I looked, think about it like this.
Mm-hmm.
You have these leftist groups that are, you know, right now attacking children in such a, you know, if I can say this in a pedophile way.
Yeah.
And these groups are literally attacking these churches because they don't agree with that lifestyle. And they're really trying to shut those churches down and saying that they shouldn't be able to do that because they're a 501c3. Well, the tech companies shouldn't be able to hinder people's free speech because of Section 230. I mean, it's like the double standards here.
Yeah. Alan Dershowitz, he actually chimed in on this as well. There's an article on Epic Times right now about it, saying that the Trump lawsuit against Twitter will shake things up considerably. He said, very, very important for the future of free speech in the United States, arguing that big tech firms have special exemptions from the government and aren't just ordinary private companies. It's true. He, in the article, he does talk about, you know, the company should have some say in what is on their platform and what is not, but it's more, you know, originally they were supposed to protect children. Remember that came out? There was some law that said, oh, we need to protect children for some of the things that are happening on the internet.
Yeah, there was this one huge thing with YouTube mm-hmm. where they were doing that because children, they said children would be targeted because a group of people were complaining that children were watching YouTube more than they were watching Disney. And really what that came down, come to find out that, you know, a group, where I understood it, a group with Disney was complaining because Disney was losing viewers because of YouTube. With the kids.
So Dershowitz said that that basically they've taken advantage of that and actually extended it and basically beat the crap out of it and to do what they want with it, to, you know, shadow ban,
mm-hmm.
to take people off the platform.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that, you know, as far as the Section 230, it's supposed to protect them, but they're supposed to be acting in good faith. So, you know, this, I'm telling you, this lawsuit really is probably going to open up a can of worms, hopefully, if judges, if we don't get a totally liberal judge that basically just throws it out.
Oh, you know. You know very well that they're searching for any liberal federal judge right now to say that this is fraudulent. And that you're trying to hinder free speech of these tech companies.
You know, that's interesting. I didn't look to see where he filed it at. Surely he did it in Florida. Surely where he knows there's conservative judges, because Trump's been, I mean, he's been down this road before, right? I mean, surely he was smart enough to put it or file it somewhere where it would be under a conservative judge's care. I would, you know,
well, I mean,
or ear.
You know, I don't think you can – can you go and pick a judge? Can you
well,
pick a
not,
judge?
I mean, I
guess you can to some extent, because look what the left did in Florida. They went and found a federal judge to overturn it, to give them what they want.
I mean, look at what they've done in California to so many things. They've found these Supreme Court judges and – California to overturn things.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But hey, anyways, I have a clip where President Trump was talking about it.
Okay.
And
sure.
let's play some of that. And before we played it,
I want to give the number.
Put the number out there one more time.
Yeah, I'm gonna put the number, because you know what, Will and I, we want to hear about what you guys think about this lawsuit. If you think it's gonna go anywhere, the number is 516-595-8069. Please remember to hit 1 to come on the line with Will.
Yes, after you dial the number, hit the number 1.
And please
you,
call Will. He wants at least one call.
You are number 1.
Well, we don't get calls. Will goes, I wonder why nobody called me.
No, I don't.
I know. I'm just saying that. I'm trying to get somebody to call you.
But, I mean, seriously, sometimes, especially the keyboard warriors, they're afraid to call in. Because they, you know, they don't have no foundation to stand up. But anyways, let's listen to President Trump. All right, hold on. So I'm going to bring President Trump up here in just a second.
I love seeing President Trump again. I know everybody else does too. I'm so glad he's doing his rallies. I'm so glad that he's recuperated and got a new game plan for America. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
And I think he has the liberals just running scared. They're like, oh, my gosh, here he is again. So they have to make Trump and the rest of us look as radical as they can to the naive Americans in America, so it will cause them to get triggered and, I don't know, maybe vote again. I don't even know.
You don't know.
I guess cause more division in the country. I mean, I just can't imagine how people would want to cause more division in America. You know, I just, it's so disgusting. I just
you know what? It is 100% disgusting. Okay.
Okay. Here we
All
go.
Right. Here we go. I got the audio clip here. Here we go. I say I do, but for some reason, I'm not getting any response to come from my clip there.
Oh, I can hear it.
You can hear it, but the people can't hear. And I want to make sure, because I mean, I've done this enough to know when people can't hear it. So let me make an adjustment here, and we will make sure that everyone can hear this. All right. And I think I know what I can do here, because it's on me, because I made some slight changes.
Will always makes changes, and then it jacks everything up.
And then I jack everything up. Well, you know,
we don't discover it until we're live.
You got it.
And then
it's
like, oh, huh.
Well,
I made some changes. It's like, oh, now you say you made some changes. You know, it's true.
Don't be hating.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be hating. Okay. All right, here we go.
We need that answer. This country just finished an Independence Day celebration where we talked about and celebrated everything we have been and everything we have meant as a country. For the sake of future Independence Day, for the sake of future American generations, we must fight for the people's rule. That's what Donald Trump is here to do, and that's what he's always done. Please help me welcome President Donald J. Trump.
Yay.
Yeah, I like how she still called him President Trump.
Thank you, everybody. I just want to say that I stand before you this morning to announce a very important and very beautiful, I think, development for our freedom and our freedom of speech, and that goes to all Americans. Today, in conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter, as well as their CEOs, Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah,
Sundar Pichai, and Jack Dorsey.
Real
nice guys.
Real nice guys.
We're asking the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida to order an immediate halt to social media companies' illegal, shameful censorship of the American people, and that's exactly what they are doing. We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well. Our case will prove this censorship is unlawful, it's unconstitutional, and it's completely un-American. We all know that. We all know that very, very well. Our filing also seeks injunctive relief to allow prompt restitution and really restoration. And you can name about 20 other things, and it has to be prompt because it's destroying our country. Of my accounts, in addition, we are asking the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants. We're going to hold big tech very accountable. This is the first of numerous other lawsuits I assume that would follow, but this is the lead, and I think it's going to be a very, very important game changer for our country. It will be a pivotal battle in the defense of the First Amendment, and in the end, I am confident that we will achieve a historic victory for American freedom and at the same time, freedom of speech.
It's So I'm going to stop it there. So, you know, I'm sitting there listening to this. And for those of you that are listening, I'm watching him too. And I just noticed a group of people behind him.
I always notice that.
You know, and he has a group of people behind him where the left are like, there's just plants. He just found them for the photo op. They just put them there. But you know what? I mean, a lot of people that they get there, they have that same mindset. But these people have the same mindset as President Trump.
Oh, absolutely.
They could have refused.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They could have refused to be there.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know what? We shouldn't, in the United States of America, you should not have to have someone coming out saying, hey, I'm fighting for your freedom of speech. What kind of country have we become?
Yeah,
so what kind of society are we where the U.S. Constitution in the United States of America is irrelevant to these people?
Right. Yeah. You know, and where there's smoke, there's fire, right? I mean, this is not a new conversation.
Depends if they're smoking dope. You know, if they're smoking dope, they could be smoking, you know, the left could be smoking dope through a vape machine or something.
Okay. Well, something's still going on, right?
I'm sorry. I know what you mean.
We know what's on your mind now, Will.
I know what you mean. What's on my mind? What's on my mind?
You smoke?
No, I don't smoke. Nope. I'm already kind of like, you know, mellowed out too much. When I'm on the microphone and I'm behind the camera, I kind of talk a lot because that's what you're supposed to do, right? It's like no one just wants to watch you just sit there. All right, if we were just to be here on the microphone and just get quiet like that, and then I'm like, no one would listen. But when I'm around a lot of people, I kind of like just to listen to other people, and they say, well, you're really quiet. You're really quiet. I'm like, well, there's a time to talk and a time to listen.
Yeah. But anyways, I also read, I couldn't find it just now, but I also read that they're asking for the judge to put a halt on all shadow banning and such right away. Like, while this lawsuit is going, to make sure that it's...
To cease and desist
right
with
now.
All the shadow banning, all the censorship.
Right.
Allow people to speak freely.
Right. That's what they're asking. They asked. So,
now, you
I
know,
don't know. We'll see.
You know, President Trump, and when he did this press conference, and you know, you're talking about the lawyers, because they have the group of lawyers to his right, and I think there was probably maybe 10 or 12 of them. These tech companies... You know, they're going to have hundreds of lawyers.
Oh, of course.
Hundreds.
Of course.
And hundreds of lawyers involved on their team.
Oh, of course.
To try to find any kind of loophole to make sure that they can continue to censor people, to censor your free speech. And like I said before, it doesn't matter your party affiliation. You should be furious that they're trying to silence you, because once they get done with conservatives, who do you think they're coming for next? Do you think you're going to be exempt? Do you really?
Yeah. Trump was like, he's like, listen, if these big tech companies have the cojones.
Power. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The goal.
The president of the United States.
Yes.
What is to keep them from censoring you? It's literally couldn't be even more plain than that.
You're fair game. You're not even fair game.
He's like,
you're
just
on the board.
The person that holds the highest position in America is being censored. Therefore, anybody else in this country could be censored.
You know
I
was going to say this. I mean, I'll interrupt you there, but you know, these tech companies, they have more power than some countries do.
Oh man,
seriously. So they're operating like they are a government. Mm. And they want to say that they get to, you know, be the rulers of what was being said and what's not being said.
And, you know, that's interesting you said that, because I read this article today that just really kind of went all through me. You know, you talked about, I believe it was yesterday that came out, that Psaki said in a press conference that they are now going to start going door to door to see who is vaccinated and who isn't
I don't think anyone heard that. Let me do it again. Papers, please.
That's a real sound effect right there, people. anyways, the Biden health secretary, right, Xavier Becerra, who we cannot stand. stand, right? He came out of California.
Oh, yeah, he's total communist.
Listen, you know what he said?
What did he say?
He said it's absolutely the government's business to know who's gotten vaccinated and who hasn't.
Rand Paul?
I want to know where he gets that information. That they get. I mean, it kind of even goes along with what. Okay, you want to say something?
Well, I was gonna kind of interject in what you're saying. I think you were getting ready to say it.
Maybe I was.
And mm-hmm. I mentioned it last night in my broadcast, is that if they start coming to door to door and asking you, hey, do you have the jab, right? Did you get the jab? Are they going to go to everybody's door? Or are they going to go to everybody's door that they know they have not received it yet? Because, you know, all of the people that have shown up, you know they made record of it.
Of course.
You know they made record of it.
Of course.
So all the people that hasn't received it, they have made a list, everybody. Can you click your heels together, raise your hand, and say, ho!
Right.
Ho! Ho! I can't say halt Hitler, so I want to say halt Biden. Halt.
Yeah, listen.
It's ridiculous.
Listen to what he said. It just goes all through me. Perhaps we should point out that the federal government has had to spend trillions of dollars. First of all, you haven't had to spend trillions of dollars. You chose to spend trillions of dollars to try to keep Americans alive during this pandemic. So it is absolutely the government's business. First of all, it was a less than 1% fatality rate, which is far less than like cancer or something like that. So really, we need to know what the big picture is. He says it is the tax business if we continue to spend money to try to keep people from contracting COVID and help reopen the economy. Is this not crazy?
Mm.
This is how insane they are, right?
Well,
like, they literally try to sell it to you like, well, come on now, people. Like, we're really trying to help you, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the government is here to help.
Yeah, you know what? You know who said that before?
Reagan said, the scariest thing
you can hear from the government is that we're the government and we're here to help.
Right. He goes on to say, and this is how they take it down to a personal level right here, right? And they do this so well. He says, he claimed that knocking on a door has never been against the law, right? So they could come knock on a door. And he says, you don't have to answer.
Does he talk that way, or are you just kind of improvising for him?
Well, I put it in an irritating voice because it's so irritating, right? He says, you don't have to answer, but we hope you do. He says, because if you haven't been vaccinated, we can help.
I mean, you know,
we can help dispel some of those rumors you've heard and hopefully get you vaccinated.
Well, is it a rumor that is still experimental? Is it a rumor that it still hasn't been approved? Is that rumor?
Well, you know, Psaki said it's been approved. But when she said that,
Psaki, she
didn't tell people the other part of that. It's only been approved for emergency use. Not that it's been approved by the FDA for general population vaccination because all warnings have been tested and
saying that this is an emergency.
That it was approved.
But they're saying this is an emergency.
Yeah, actually, they recorded one of the first teenage fatalities last week. A 13-year-old
really
died after his second dose of the Pfizer vaccination. We know that the CDC has already been examining that it has been why it's been giving young men mostly enlarged hearts, right?
Well, you know, just like the blood clots that were happening in women,
uh-huh.
They can say, well, it's such a small number of women getting that and dying.
Right.
It doesn't go along with the bigger number of people that have supposedly survive from it. Right. So when you get these young males with these large and large hearts, and it's just a small number, okay, you have some guys, so what? You know, but it does. We have great majority that have survived.
Well, the CDC said they're not ready yet to say that it's from
Of course they're not.
Right. So they said he
just
was.
Just like the NSA is not ready to say that they spied on Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. He said, they said that he had flu-like symptoms, headaches, such and such. And then the night that he passed away, he had a stomach ache. And so when he went to bed, he had a stomach ache and he passed away. He did pass away from an enlarged heart and there's fluid around his heart. And guess what they're saying?
Mm.
Well, we're not sure yet. Even though they are already investigating why it gives young men enlarged hearts, they're saying they're not ready to say that the second dose was because of the vaccine, even though there was no underlying medical issues for this young man. In fact, his doctor approved for him to have it because, you know, they say seek your medical professional advice on whether or not it is right for you, right? And so he did. He got it. This young man has now passed away. I bet his parents regret it. Sad. Very, very sad.
Oh, my goodness. It's so sickening.
Okay, anyways.
It's so sickening.
We have some other irritating
news.
Will's going to play a video. So instead of me giving you the annoying voice of, what's her name?
It's Joy Reid.
Yeah, instead of me doing her annoying voice, we're just going to let you hear it.
So for time's sake, we actually have a couple of clips here. I'm going to get into this one here, and I think this is the one that that's kind of more important than the rest of them for people to hear, is because they're targeting Christians. They're targeting Christians that go against pedophilia. They're targeting Christians that go against them pushing critical race theory onto our children. And they're literally saying, and Joy Reid and the Democrats literally are trying to say that is the white Republican is upset of black people trying to teach their children about racism.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is crazy because we all know that it's white and black anti-American liberals that's trying to teach this insanity.
Yeah, she's actually trying to turn it around. She's saying that parents are now going into the school boards and people are saying, listen, we don't approve of this curriculum. We don't want it in our schools. She's saying that they are the insidious underbelly of the GOP culture war. And she said that they want an all-out war for power. And I'm like, excuse me, isn't it the Democrats that want power? They want the HR1. They want complete control of our electoral system.
Yep.
They want complete control of Congress, the Senate. They want complete control over whether or not you get vaccinated or not.
These people are crazy. They want,
and she has the audacity
control
for people saying, listen, I don't care for this. Are given right here in America to stand up and say we don't approve of this. She wants to take it away and say that they're the bad people in America.
Listen, absolutely.
Yeah, specifically with QAnon, people find QAnon because they are, you know, they're tied up in specific things like Bible groups, maybe, and they move over from there. And by the way, he said maybe, he doesn't even know.
Yeah, let me stop and take it back because he says maybe, and I'm glad you caught that. Because what they're doing now is because they've labeled QAnon as a, you know, domestic terrorist group. They've done that, right? But QAnon really, now there's some aspects of QAnon that I just completely disagree with, like with them coming and saying that, hey, don't do anything, don't worry about anything. Because, you know, the trust the plan, trust the plan. While we're all sitting there being told trust the plan, the Democrats are, you know, doing their plan. You know, it's just crazy when we're just sitting back and watching it all unfold. Anyways, the whole point of QAnon is to be against pedophilia. And, of course, Christians would side with something that's against pedophilia because it's a demonic thing.
Things like Bible groups, maybe. And they move over from there. And by the way, they borrow nomenclature. for example, the Great Awakening, which is the big QAnon, and that's what a lot of QAnon people thought January 6th was, right? Where everyone would wake up to the fact that there was this cabal of elites and all this stuff. That's not just a QAnon phrase. That's from evangelical Christianity over the last 20, 30 years. They work symbiotically. That doesn't mean evangelical Christians are QAnon people at all, but it does mean that QAnon people use the cloak of evangelical Christianity as a way to try to, you know, mask this as a benevolent movement.
Okay, look at her face. Yeah. You know what? This is so irritating to me because you know what? That is exactly what the Democrats do.
They can't see her face. So describe her face.
Ooh, she just has this face. She's nodding her head going, oh, yes. So true. That's so true. They use the cloak. And I'm there going, you guys, that's all liberals do. They say, well, Jesus says don't judge.
Well, actually, you are to judge.
Well, Jesus says you can love one another, so love is love. Right? It's so disgusting. They are the, and look at, oh, my gosh, you know what? So listen to this. Can I go into the...
Go.
Okay.
Go for it.
Because I'm so irritated.
It's your world. We just, the rest of us just in it.
So there's actually an article on our website, right, on UniteAmericaFirst.com where it says, we're coming for your children.
Ooh.
San Francisco Gay Men Choir Sing.
Ooh.
Right? So this song has actually recently, it was on YouTube, it's actually recently been taken down from YouTube. So I'm going to read you some of the lyrics of this gay choir.
Why would they take that down from YouTube? I'm so confused. But continue.
Oh, no. It says, these are the lyrics. You say, we all lead lives you don't respect, but you're just frightened. You think that we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this one, you are correct. We'll convert your children. Happens bit by bit. Quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. Just like you're worried, they'll change their group of friends. You won't approve of where they go at night, and you'll be disgusted when they start learning things online that you kept far from their sight. We'll convert your children. Yes, we will. Reaching one and all, there's really no grandma likes RuPaul. And it just keeps going on and on, right?
And so, they actually put this into a song.
Right. This is a choir.
A choir.
It's
oh
singing.
My goodness.
They're performing.
And they make
right?
it sound beautiful. They
right.
make it sound like, oh, it's just so wonderful.
Right. And so it's a Southern Seminary professor in ethics and public policy, a guy named Andrew T. Walker said of the song, he said, remember, everyone, it's the religious conservatives who spend their day plotting the next chapter of the culture war, right? Basically mocking what they're saying. Here
wow.
they're literally saying that we're going to come after children, da, da, da. So
right.
let me tell you something. Guess where this choir is performing on July
24th? Tell us. No, don't say it's a church.
It's absolutely a church. It's a
oh
Catholic church.
A Catholic church.
In San Francisco. They're performing.
So this group that we know is openly going to sodomites, going against God's word,
right.
is performing in a Catholic church.
Right.
I mean,
is that not the cloak of religion?
Exactly.
To indoctrinate
That's exactly what it
children
is. That's
to
exactly
accept
what it is.
The agenda that
well,
you're
and not
pushing.
Only that, not only that, but they're doing that to go. They're targeting Christianity to get Christians to avoid what the Bible says, because you know they do have their own version of the Bible. For those of you that don't know, there is a Bible out there that they have created called the Queen James Version.
I thought it was Satanic 101.
No, I mean it's pretty much the same thing, but they actually, if you go out to Amazon, they actually have it out there.
It literally is called Queen James.
It's called the Queen James.
Well, we know there's this new social religion, and it's embedded in Democrat agenda, and it's overtaking our churches, where you can't talk about LGBT, you can't talk about abortion, you can't talk about all these things that clearly are not what God intended for our lives here on earth. And so it just, they're such hypocrites to come out and say, oh, a Bible study group is under the cover of Violent Militia. That's literally the name of their segment. Bible study group, was under the cover of violent militia. Come on, people. Wake up to what the liberals are really doing. You know what? You can't go by what they're saying. You can only go by what they're doing. And, you know, when they say stuff, I sit there and I go, I mean, that's what you're doing. Like, every time they say something, I go, you literally are saying that that conservatives are doing what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's so crazy. So I want to bring up something else here. And this is, you know, I know we started talking about the CRT, but I just happened to go out here to social media and look at Facebook, actually. And on my Facebook page, I have over 300,000 something plus people that follow my page. 300,000. That's not too bad, right? It's not too bad. 300,000. Well, there's an article that was placed on my Facebook page an hour ago. And the title of it is a 12-year-old forced to shoot and kill armed home invader who was threatening his mother. The left, they hate that type of story. They hate it with a passion because the young boy was able to protect his mother. They hate the fact that he was able to protect his mother with a gun, with a firearm of some sort. And they hate it. They can't stand it. They would rather the opposite to happen, just a horrible act of whatever the home invader had planned to take place. My point for bringing it up is that it was on my Facebook page right now, and within an hour, there's only seven shares and only 47 impressions, meaning that people either, you know, put like the wow emoji or something like that, and only 10 comments. How does that happen with 300,000 plus people? So what President Trump is doing, he's talking about this very thing right here. Mm-hmm. People would look at this. People were like, wow, this is interesting. Why? I mean, it's just so bizarre. And the same thing like this broadcast that we put out there. It's been out there for 54 minutes now. 54 minutes because we posted out there before we got. And guess how many emojis it has currently? Just one guess.
One.
Four.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Four. Guess how many comments?
Zero.
Zero. Guess how many shares?
Zero.
Zero. Seriously. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's mainly because of what we're talking about here, I guess. I mean, they should want people to talk about it. If the stuff that we're talking about is not, you know, is not going to harm them, then why do they care?
Right, exactly.
Right, why do they care? Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, we can let you talk about it all day. They don't want people to talk about it. Why? Because if people talk about it, then more people become aware of what's actually happening. Because President Trump did the press conference, but how many people actually saw the press conference, and how many people actually know about it? Because you'd be surprised. See, we're kind of like on the up and up, and people that are listening in right now and people that's listening in the future, they know about this stuff. They've heard about this stuff because they're like tuning into it. But there's millions upon millions of people that don't even have a clue of what's going on.
And, well, do you think, though, that even the people that did hear about it really feel like it's going to go anywhere? We're so used to the tide going against us, and we've seen similar lawsuits.
Yeah, you know why?
And we just sit, and it seems like it all ends the same.
Yeah, and you know why it's like that? It's because the Democrats got tired of President Trump winning, because every time he would do something that was positive that the entire country benefited from, President Trump said, we're winning. And he wouldn't just say a group of people winning. He was saying the United States of America was winning when he was bringing jobs back to the country. We're winning. When more black people and Hispanics were working in the history of this country, breaking records, he said, we are winning. He didn't say black people, Hispanic people are winning. He said, we are winning.
Yeah.
And the Democrats, they couldn't stand any of that, any of it. They couldn't stand it. I'm like, he's winning. And he said, we are winning. It was because of the policies that he was putting into place. And they couldn't stand it then, and they can't stand it now, that the fact that he is fighting for this country, even though they did what they did to him. And they didn't only do it to him, they did it to the country. Look at the current state of the United States of America. The buffoon that supposedly is the leader of the free world right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're less respected than any other time in history. I mean, China even saying, y'all can't stop us from doing anything.
I mean, pretty much.
I mean, seriously, they literally said that.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen because, you know, today Biden came out and said, listen, the war in Afghanistan is going to be over by mid-August. Like, we're done, right? Like, he said, Biden speeds up U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan as Taliban resurges, admin insists war cannot be won. Well, I guess not that the war is going to be over, but we're over being in the Middle East. So
I think they're just picking back up where Obama left off, and that's allowing the Middle East to just become more chaos.
Because what's going to happen? Because, you know, we help stabilize
of course
the Middle East.
Of course.
Right? We help hold them back. You know, there's intel that we actively work on.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden when that's gone, it's almost like he's pulling us out knowing that something bad will happen because we pull out. He's like, listen, the war's not going to be won, so we're just pulling out and we're just going to let it go to heck.
Yeah. It's almost like they did the same thing with Israel. What, 10 days later before he was like, okay, now we're going to come in because, you know, it looks like they're going to get stuff settled without us. And they're not going to be successful in destroying Israel, so we'll come in and act like we're here to help Israel. That's all that was about. It's so ridiculous.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people in Congress or the House of Representatives really agree with us pulling out completely. I think, were they? If I remember, there was a lot of backlash when we talked about it before.
You know, I think a lot of them that do disagree with it, they're pretty much tight-lipped because they don't want the Democrats, because mob rules, right? And a Democrat mob, they don't want them coming after them. So that's why you get a lot of people that just get tight-lipped, don't say anything.
That's true.
Seriously. But then you have people like Matt Gaetz that, you know, he'll just come right out there and he'll just say, bam, bam, and they don't like Matt Gaetz. And then you notice they try to target Matt Gaetz over pedophilia. Did you notice that? They try to attack him over that. Like all of a sudden, I'm talking about the left.
Like all of a sudden they care about pedophilia.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're against pedophilia, you know. But they've made it clear that they're not. They're in support of it 100%. And it's not by what they're saying, because they don't have to say anything. It's by their actions. It's by who they're supporting. It's by how they're saying that they want to help the children with mental health, and they put someone in that position that has a mental health issue with a dude with long hair with a wig on trying to be something that he's not, talking about mental health issue with children. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's like we live in a bizarre world. We really do.
For sure.
It's so crazy. But anyways, this has been really good talk, actually. I'm surprised we didn't get anyone to call in and, you know, disagree with us. Well, or, you know. But
that
anyway.
Surprised you.
No, not really. Not really. I ask people on my nightly broadcast even to give me a call and disagree with me, but they don't. But anyways, hey, we will be here next Thursday. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you so much for listening in. And if you're listening to this in the future, please, please, please don't forget. Do me a favor. Text WILL to 88202. Do that. When you do that, you will get information that you need to know about.
Yeah, and they get a notification that your radio show is about to come on.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
absolutely
good too, right?
Absolutely.
If you want to hear Will, go ahead and text Will to 88202.
All right, we'll do that. And is there any final thoughts before we close out this wonderful broadcast?
No, just have a great weekend.
Yep, have a great weekend. Oh, let me say, speaking about weekends.
Oh, yeah. Will's going to CPAC.
I'm going to CPAC. Yes, I am going to CPAC. It's going to be pretty awesome. Looking forward to it. I'm leaving this evening after this broadcast. Well, after my nightly broadcast. But I will be going to CPAC. But I want to talk about 4th of July. I didn't even get to talk about 4th of July. How 4th of July is all of a sudden racist. Maybe we'll save some of that for the next one. Just depends. Because, you know, the left, they're not going to let the 4th of July go. They're all saying that it's racist. Maxine Waters said that it's just a holiday for white men, which is completely stupid, ignorant on their part. But anyways, thank you, everybody, for listening in. We will see you next Thursday. I'm pretty sure the left will have something else crazy for us to talk about.
Amen to that.
God bless, everyone.
God bless. Take care.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text WILL, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.